Trilliums are up. I'm seeing those. So we have lots of different types of flowers. And every couple weeks, if you come here every couple weeks, you'll see something different throughout the entire summer. It'll constantly change.
On the mile-long boardwalk in Cedar Bog Nature Preserve, it's hard to believe you're still in Ohio. Site manager Eric Dorsbacher says that this ecosystem has been untouched since the end of the Ice Age.
When the glacier came through, it pushed the dirt off to the sides. So we're in a valley. Now, in this valley, most of this valley used to look like this. There was prairie, and we had all kinds of creatures, mammoths, mastodons, giant beavers, that type of thing. So we've actually found lots of evidence of those types of things around here in the local area. And the sedges that the mastodons and mammoths used to eat still grow here.
The nature preserve continues to be home to many rare and endangered species, including the spotted turtle, the Massasauga rattlesnake, and the freshwater lamprey.
Then on the plant side, we have two carnivorous plants. We have the sundew and the bladderwort. Of course, everybody, well, a lot of people know, I shouldn't say everybody, knows that we have orchids. We have some old growth wood, some of it's 4 foot in diameter. So you've got trees that are quite large that you're not going to see most places in Ohio.
Preservation of the area began in 1942 when the state of Ohio bought about 100 acres of wetland, technically known as a fen.
Nobody was able to farm it because it was too mucky. We've got 4 foot of muck in some places, and it's quite exciting to see everything right now. Everything's very green. It's springtime. And we're definitely ready for a lot of tours to come.
Now, in addition to touring the preserve, the public can visit Cedar Bog's new education center. It features displays of some of the preserve's more elusive creatures and classrooms where Dorsbacher will teach visitors about the ecosystem and its inhabitants.
Knowledge is key. If you don't know that something exists and you don't know that it needs to be preserved and you don't know how to do it, then you can't help.
Reporting for WYSO, I'm Juliet Frumholdt.